County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everybody. Back at UV here tonight. It's the Mac Boys Basketball Championship. Just had a whale of a girls' game. Delhi and Unitigo, we're going to hit rewind to do it again. And Coach, you coached girls, now you coach boys, so are you extra excited for the boys here to watch these two teams go at it?
Yeah, I think the pace of the game will be a little different, little different physicality maybe. Just want to update our listeners on a couple of things here. At the break, I did go and visit with the officials. I asked some questions. Unfortunately, we have different rules for boys basketball and girls basketball. Girls basketball follows the NCAA rules. Boys basketball follows NFHS rules. So in girls basketball, when you call a timeout, when you have the ball in the backcourt, you do not get a new 10 seconds. So the officials did make the correct call on that 10-second call. In boys basketball, if I do call a timeout with the ball in the backcourt, I do get a new 10. So verified that that was the correct call that was made. And then I also talked to them about that possession where Delhi called the timeout, Unitigo called the timeout, and would they be able to run the baseline? And we were correct on that they would not have. So just wanted to clear that up for our listeners there. But great girls game. Looking forward to this boys game here. Should be a battle between Unitigo and Delhi.
Coach, I loved it. We went off the air to take our break. You beelined it for the officials as one of them comes over to give us a little fist pump there, Matt Kleinenhage. And you said, I'm going to go get the explanation for that. So you will not be denied. I love
no.
it.
Well, you always want an explanation, and I think they appreciate that you want to know. It's not that I'm questioning them.
Yes.
It's just, hey, I want to know the rules, not only to be more an informed observer, but also I think sometimes it helps you to be a better coach.
Yes.
Because if you know the rules inside and out, then you can take advantage of them when the opportunity presents itself.
Of course, I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler is a great sponsor of local high school sports, and they have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds. The best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Unitigo and Delhi boys here in the MAC Championship. And we're going to go over some stats in a minute, but Coach, the talk around the local communities all week has been, how will this game be officiated? Because I say that, and normally I wouldn't, but Delhi is a team that likes to play defense in your face. That's how they get steals. They will play it right in your shorts. How will this game be called here today could be a big factor on, you know, can Unitigo get some separation? Can they get to the line? Can they settle in? Or is it going to be Delhi chaos, which is that's how they like to play?
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, in any game that you play, the players have to learn to adjust to the way the game is being called. It doesn't even matter if we're just talking basketball. It could be soccer, could be softball, baseball. Like, you have to learn the umpire's strike zone. So the players early and the coaches are going to have to see, okay, this is how this game is going to be officiated. We can't play with our hands on when we're on defense, so I can't hand check. And I think the team, sometimes the team that adjusts to how the game is being officiated first has an advantage. Because if it's going to be called tightly and you don't have a deep bench, you don't want to get in foul trouble. So it'll be interesting to see how the game is called and then which team adjusts to the nature of the way the game is being officiated first.
I'll be very interested to see, and we'll talk about their regular season matchup. Shea Barber was just named the MAC MVP tonight, very deserving. He's routinely 25, 30. He's been over 40 points once this year. He was held to 9 points, even though Unitigo won the regular season contest. Coach, he had 5 points until late. He got a couple of free throws. Delhi held him in check, but it was the other guys that stepped up big.
Yeah, I mean, when I went to NateLowell.com today during my lunch period, I was surprised. Like, I thought, okay, Shea's going to have 20. And then I look, and then I remembered. I had remembered listening to the game on the radio as I was coming home from one of my games. And I remember that night that Unitigo had 5 guys that were all right around 10 points. So very balanced scoring. Similar to the Unitigo girls, in that game, the Unitigo boys were very balanced.
Yeah, it's one thing with this Unitigo team. You don't know who's going to step up. In the semifinal win over BG the other night, it was Devin Kroll coming out. If he gets some space, he can really hit from the outside. And Brayden Johnson really took over against BG. He got to the high post. He's a sophomore. You can tell he's got some confidence now. He was going to the basket. So I'll be interested to see what Delhi does defensively, because they always draw something up special for Shea, but how do they shut these other guys down?
And something that I think a normal fan wouldn't recognize is, you know, Brayden Johnson has been really coming on. Well, for these young players, last year most teams either didn't play at all or only played 9 games. So in his sophomore year here, like, he's just starting to come into his own. Like, he's just started to play, like, almost a full season and started to feel like, hey, what's it like to play in front of a crowd and get that, you know, energy and motivation from the crowd. So I think the supporting cast for Unitigo will be a big factor tonight.
One other thing that I want to mention before we take a break here for the national anthem is that the second half of the season, teams have recognized that Delhi at one point was struggling to shoot from the outside. They've sat in a 2-3 zone and dared them to shoot. Will Unitigo take that approach tonight and say, hey, Delhi, knock a few down before we maybe change something up on you? It's going to be interesting.
That can be very dangerous, though, because if they start seeing the ball go in the basket, you know, that basket can get bigger, and they can get off to a hot start. I mean, we saw Unitigo make 10 threes. Who's to say, oh, we're going to pack it in, let him shoot? Delhi starts making some shots. They could make, you know, multiple three-pointers and could be a factor in the game.
When you were gone, I redid my math. Connington with 5, Musa had 4, Lucia with 1. It was, I just couldn't believe they made that many, but they did. So it was a great girls' game. Boys' game's going to be great as well. It's going to wrap up the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on 2 lots in Sydney. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the MAC Boys Basketball Championship live tonight from UV on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods. Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. MAC Boys Basketball Championship. Delhi going for their second straight MAC Championship. They also won it back in 2017. Of course, there was not a MAC Championship last year. Last time the Unitego boys won was back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. I was talking with head coach Travis Woods as he was a part of those teams, and I was glad to be back here once again. Starting lineups for Unitego, they will start with senior number one, Miles Maureen, senior number two, Shea Barber, senior number 22, Garrett Backus, sophomore number 33, Braden Johnson, junior number 40, Devin Kroll. On the other side for Delaware Academy and head coach Warren Kelly, junior number 5, Luke Schnabel, a junior number 10, Owen Haight, a junior number 12, Zach Finch, sophomore number 30, Angelo Kristen, and senior number 32, Kenny Rasmussen. I'm going to double check something here, coach. Yes, Schnabel is a junior. So a lot of things go through Schnabel and Haight in terms of their turn-up defense, but the big guys inside, Angelo and Kenny, very, very physical, very strong, and if Unitego decides to go man-to-man, I think Delhi executes as well as anybody in their man offense. So we'll see how it goes here tonight. We are almost set to go. Unitego is in the home white uniforms with the green trim. It says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. And Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Delaware Academy across the front of the uniform there. As we get set to go, both these teams have really challenged themselves, coach, in the non-league. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, in my research preparing for the game here, you know, Unitego has played five teams that are either really strong Class C teams or Class B, A. They've gone 2-3 in those games, but they've challenged themselves outside of their league play. Delhi has even played more. They have played seven games against really strong Class C schools or higher classification schools. They've gone 3-4 in those games. So don't be distracted by Delhi's record of 14-5. Those seven games against really top-notch opponents. Both teams have challenged themselves in preparation for this game and the games coming up in the coming weeks for sectionals. So should be a really good matchup here.
One common opponent that they have, well, there's a couple, but one is West Canada Valley, the number 2 seed in Section 3 in their upcoming sectional tournament. West Canada beat both Delhi and Unitego. Their head coach, Dave Smith, who we've had on WCDO numerous times, he's here. We might talk with him at halftime.
Not only are they highly ranked in the section for Section 3, but I believe they're also ranked pretty high in the state.
I think the last I checked last week, they were 6 or 7 in the state.
Yeah, I think it was about 7.
And boy, they can shoot the lights out, that West Canada team. I got to see both games when they played Unitego and Delhi, and they're just shooting it from all over the place. So a potential matchup down the road, perhaps, if it worked out, but boy, getting out of Section 4, Class C is not going to be easy with those IAC teams looming. Watkins Glen, Newfield, Lansing, Moravia, you name it, they are always super tough. So we are set to go here, coach, and the energy continues to be electric here at UV. Kudos to UV for stepping up, telling the league, hey, we'll host this event. I know it was a lot of work to do it, and, you know, none of your teams are here. You don't have to do it, but they stepped up and did it, so kudos to them.
But again, having a league championship in a high school gym is just, to me, it reminds me of my high school days playing in the Capital District for Shenandoah. Every game we played, you know, the gym was packed like this. The fans are right on top of you. The students get into it. It's just a great atmosphere. It's what high school sports are all about.
And we are set to go here. We're going to jump it up at midcourt. Kenny Rasmussen for Delhi, Shea Barber for Unitego, and Barber wins the tip. Just got his fingertips on it. And now a steal by Schnabel at midcourt. Schnabel trying to go coast to coast and missed it. Rebound out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi, but there is some of that early pressure we'll see from the Bulldogs.
There's that championship jitters as well.
Yeah, Schnabel's going to make that nine times out of ten. Both teams try to settle in. Just 10 seconds gone. Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll get it into Haight. Now to Schnabel. They'll work it back out. Looks like 2-3 zone here for Unitigo, as expected. Different looking offense here than I've seen on the zone here for Delhi, putting in a new wrinkle. Schnabel tries to go down low. Pocket picked by Miles Maureen. Back to midcourt. Finds Devin Kroll on the right side. Now back to Maureen. Straight away. Finds Shea Barber far side, and Schnabel's right in his shorts. 7:20 to go in the first. Backing his way down. Here is Barber, double team. Back out to Miles Maureen, the ever-tricky point guard. Steps through, his shot off the glass is good for Miles Maureen. And Delhi in the backcourt with Owen Haight. And to the far side for Schnabel. Boy, bounced off the side of his face there. Rolls out of bounds. Going back to Unitigo, it was tipped. I hope Schnabel's all right there. Looks like he might have taken that one in the teeth or the nose. And Kroll now is down for Unitigo. Not sure if that was an ankle or a knee. We're not sure yet. He's kind of holding his head, too. So just a minute gone here, and Schnabel looks like maybe a bloody nose. So a little collision there at half court. We're going to step away as the injury timeout gets sorted out here. An early 2-0 lead for Unitigo in the MAC Championship. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
We're quickly back underway. Barber for three. His second chance on the left side is no good. A rebound on the floor. They're really letting them play here. We're going to have a jump ball with 6:24 to go in the first.
Got a technical foul here.
Oh, we got a tease. Both teams getting tied up. The emotions are running high here in the early going.
And the officials are really letting them play. Very physical game. Just got a little bit out of hand there. Officials are going to get it tightened up. We'll be all set.
Looks like the foul is going to be on Delhi. There was a dog pile there, and somebody got a little extra excited. It looks like the technical foul is going to be on Angelo Kristen at the bottom of the pile. I get the vibe he was just protecting his guy. As boy, Kroll is out of the game with an early injury. Schnabel has come out there trying to fix the bloody nose, it looks like. We got a T. We're not even 2 minutes into this game.
It's almost like a hockey line change.
Maybe
we need a penalty box.
Barber at the line, and his first shot is good.
And this could be big for Barber. He had taken 2 threes early, didn't really have his feet set, didn't have a good look, now goes to the line, sees the ball go in the basket. Could be a big difference here.
And you can see with this physical play, these two teams, this has become a rivalry. And everybody on both sides is really into it. Barber, one out of two. And this is going to be coming in now, Luke Sanford for Delhi. The Delhi bench was not happy. The coaching staff was not happy with that technical foul. It was hard to see. We were a little screened, not only by the players, but the officials. Oftentimes, the Zebra crew, when they come down here, they will stand pretty close to our broadcast table. We're right here at midcourt.
To me, it looked like it was a physical play. They kind of got mixed up. Some words were exchanged. Maybe the magic word was said or something was said that was unsportsmanlike. Not a bad idea for the officials to get control of the game right away this early.
Back in my hockey days, we would say the guys were exchanging phone numbers down there. 6:25 to go in the first. 3-0 lead early. There's been no rhythm to this game yet so far.
And I do hope both of those players that left early with injuries are able to come back and perform.
Schnabel appears to be okay. He's on the bench. I think they're just making sure, give him a minute to kind of catch his breath. It's harder to see Kroll. He's to our left. Kroll looked like he took the worst of that on that initial hit there earlier. Barber with the basketball to the right side. We'll find Garrett back as he's stripped. Another physical play. Jump ball is going back to Delhi. This is what Delhi wants to do,
yeah,
that physical style.
If they let him play like this, I think it's to Delhi's advantage.
Schnabel comes back in. Stanford to the bench. Good to see Schnabel back. He's a big part of what they do. And he's got that bloody nose fixed up, at least for now. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. 3-0 lead early for Unitingo over Delhi. Finch checks over to head coach Warren Kelly to try to set up the offense against this 2-3 zone. We'll try to pick apart what they're doing for you. Finch splits two defenders, steps in, missed the shot, rebound for Xander Rance, who's in for Devin Kroll. Barber, far side, Maureen into the paint. The jumper is good. Miles Maureen.
If the pace keeps up to this is Miles' type of game. He wants to go up and down. Will suit him nicely.
5-0 lead for Unitigo over Delhi. 5.5 to go in the first. Delhi with the basketball, right wing side. Looking for Schnabel. Schnabel dribbles, finds Haight, left side. Delhi trying to get it moving here. This is what they've had against the 2-3 zone, and now we got a 3-second call on Delhi. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. What I've observed in the second half of the season here, Coach, when teams have gone 2-3, is Delhi take the timeout. We'll just keep it rolling here. Is that their offense, I don't know, the ball there's not enough movement or what it is. They just haven't been able to find the looks against the zone that, like they do against the man.
It seems to me, I mean, we've only seen a couple possessions here, but I'd like to see a little more movement on offense. Seems like the perimeter guys are kind of standing around. You got your two post players. Sometimes in our zone offenses, I like to send a cutter through. It just gets the ball moving from side to side. To beat a zone defense, you have to make the zone defense shift from side to side. And then the other objective is you want to get one defender in the zone to have to choose, who am I going to guard? So, for example, if it's on the baseline, am I going to guard the baseline, or am I going to guard, you know, the gray area corner? And then whoever they don't guard, then that's where you attack and try to take advantage.
We're back underway out of the timeout. 5:10 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 5-0. A little alley-oop there for Shea on a layup, and he missed it. Back down the floor for Delhi. Bulldogs need a bucket here. Haight in the corner, right in front of the Unitigo student section. Tipped, but it goes to Schnabel. He splits two defenders, and we have a reach-in foul on Unitigo. Going to be on Miles Maureen. His first, team's first. 4:55 to go in the first quarter.
Coach Kelly is giving directives to flash, so he does want them to have movement on their zone offense.
D.A. with the basketball, top of the key. Left side, they'll go to Owen Haight. As Delhi's in the maroon with the white trim, going right to left. Schnabel breaks down the defense. The kiss off the glass, no good. Rebound, Barber. And going to be a foul underneath with 4:37 to go in this first quarter. Foul on Delhi. Going to be on Schnabel, his first. 5-0 lead here for the Spartans, and Delhi just can't buy a bucket in the early going. Spartans come across midcourt. Maureen finds Shea Barber. Now back to Miles. Splits two defenders. Goes to the left side. Barber stripped of the ball, and Delhi comes out of there with it. Zach Finch, top of the key, tries to thread the needle. Does down low to Owen Haight. He missed it. Rasmussen says, I got that.
Great one-handed tip. That was beautiful.
5-2 the score, and the crowd already going crazy. As Coach said, the tip very nice there from Rasmussen. Back to Maureen off a pass from Barber. Pull-up jumper, in and out, rebound, loose. Both teams fighting for it. Unitigo comes away with it, but a travel on Garrett Backus.
Yeah, he tried to dribble to get closer to the hoop, and the ball was just too high. Couldn't get his hand on top of it.
3:57 to go, first quarter. 5-2 the score. Unitigo boys leading Delhi here in the MAC championship, live from Unadilla Valley tonight. Pass here to the top of the key, and a foul on Unitigo. That's on Backus. Is that his second already? No, it can't be. I don't think so. His first, yes.
Very physical.
Very physical. Delhi will look to get it in. They alley-oop it, and it's blocked. Rasmussen got it, but Barber was right there. But Stanford gets the rebound. He missed it. Owen Haight the rebound. His tip won't go down. And finally, a rebound for Barber. Boy, 2 point blank looks. And both popped out. Basketball God saying no. Maureen the other way, yes.
You have to limit his dribble penetration. If he gets in the lane, he's very dangerous.
7-2 now the score. Unitigo leading Delhi. Schnabel left side. On the baseline, dishes one off for Haight, missed it, left it short. Rebound Rance, going to stay with Delhi. Want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, as well as Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney.
You know, one thing here, Delhi, on their zone offense, they're trying to get the ball inside or drive to the basket. I really haven't seen even, like, a look at the basket from the perimeter.
Schnabel will look to get it in, and he goes to Finch. Now up top for Logan Neela. Steps in for a two. In and out. Rebound Johnson. Steal back by Schnabel, though, and he's fouled by Johnson. And that is typical Schnabel, just always around the ball somehow.
Yeah. As soon as that rebound was made by Braden, he was right there to say, hey, I'm going to try to challenge. Braden brought it down just a hair. If he keeps it up high, the guards can't get in there to get it, but great rebound on his part, but got to be aware that they're going to try to come for it.
Rocco Schnabel is into the game. That's Luke's brother. He's number 42, a JV call-up. He spent a lot of time on varsity this year, so it's not like he's completely new. Here's Luke in the corner for three. Hits it.
First real shot attempt from the perimeter goes down. Positive sign for Delhi.
2:55 to go, first quarter. Unitigo now leading by two, 7-5. Maureen at the top of the key. Killer crossover. Finds Barber. Left side three for Shea is too strong. Rebound for Xander Rance. Pulls it back out. Now a steal by Finch. Finch all alone going forward. Takes it and is blocked by Barber. What a LeBron James type block there from Barber.
Yeah, great hustle both ways.
Barber wants an NBA range three now. It's too strong. Rebound underneath. Scooped up by Delhi. Logan Nealis got it. 7-5, still the score. What a start here. A lot of energy. Unitigo leading by a deuce with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Nealis at the top of the key. We'll leave it now for Finch. Nealis left corner in front of the Unitigo bench. Far side here for Schnabel. 15 on the shot clock. Finch to the high post. Finds Ryan Wilson. Kicks it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Nealis. Baseline drive. Dishes. Wilson. His shot was too hard off the back of the backboard there.
Good offensive set, though. Good execution. Got what they wanted. Just couldn't finish.
Buck 45 to go in the first. Low scoring so far. 7-5. Unitigo on top by two in the boys' MAC championship. Barber is just pounded by the Delhi defense. A steal ahead for Wilson. Missed the left-handed layup. Schnabel a rebound. He puts it up. He can't finish. Rocco Schnabel with a chance. He puts it up. That won't go. Luke says, finally, I got it on the fourth try. And we'll have a whistle as both teams went flying to the floor there on the rebound.
It kind of looks a little bit like a rugby game out here.
It really does. Fourth try for Delhi, and Luke Schnabel finally put it in, and we're tied at seven. This is a war. Shea Barber to the left side finds Maureen. Little 5-0 run here for Delhi. A block shot finds its way inside to Braden Johnson. He puts it up, and he's fouled. And both teams are taking it right to the rim. Physical play, almost making the officials have to make a call here, Coach.
Yeah, they're just playing super hard. I mean, this is how hard you should play all the time. And they're being super physical because the officials are kind of letting that go. It'll be interesting to see if we settle down a little bit as the pace of the game continues.
Braden Johnson, the lefty, to the line, in and out. You wonder, too. I know it's late in the season, but conditioning, a pace like this, the physical style, I mean, these second, third, fourth chance rebounds, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it almost looks like Delhi saying, we're going to play this hard. Can you match it? If you can't match it, you won't be here at the end of the game.
Johnson goes 1 out of 2 for his first points, and Unitigo leads 8-7. And Delhi breaks the press as they go right to left. They get it back to Owen Haight. 3-point line extended. Hate's going to swirl it around the world to the left side in front of the Unitego bench. Skipping it back to Hate. Pump fakes on a three. Into the corner for Jared Cheshire. Inside for Wilson. Lost control of it in the travel. With 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. 1 point lead, 8-7 for Unitego. I love this energy, Coach. And here comes Kroll back into the game. This is huge for Unitego.
Glad to see that he's okay.
Me too. Took a hard hit. It was hard to tell exactly what happened to him.
Looked like some type of lower leg injury.
Oh, he just turned it over.
Yeah.
Kroll went to throw it in, looked over to Coach Woods for some instructions, and turned it over.
Let's see if Delhi can capitalize. This is the closing time that we've talked about so often.
34 seconds to go, first quarter. 8-7, Unitego leading Delhi. Straight in, Owen Hate for three, too strong. It popped all the way back out to Hate at the top of the key. Takes it inside. Now floats one far side for Logan Nealis. Pull-up jumper blocked. Wilson came away with it. And both teams wrestling, scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball going to Unitego. I like your rugby analogy.
I mean, anytime the ball's on the floor, there's like four guys on it. It's a scrum.
18 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-7 is our score. Unitego leading. It's kind of more of a football score here and kind of being played like football. Barber, left side, finds Kroll. That's his spot, and he hits it.
Nice shot. Got his feet set. Good pass by Shea.
And Hate's not going to get one off. End of the first quarter. Unitego 11, Delhi 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter, 11-7. Unitego leading Delhi here in the Boys MAC Championship. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you. Got a foul on Unitego, and of course, Coach is the GMU boys varsity coach and will be in sectionals next week.
Yep. Early foul here.
Foul on Logan Utter, his first, team's fourth. Delhi gets the ball in. Rasmussen for a corner three. No good, and a rebound for Shea Barber. Barber to the right side of the floor here. He has 1 point so far. Leaves it for Marine. Kroll in the corner for three. Got it. What's with that left corner, Coach?
I know. Left corner shots for Unitego.
Kroll with six. I mean, Coddington hit four or five over there, and now Kroll's hit two. Coddington was in the girls' game. And now it's going to be some sort of a push-off foul here or an illegal pick.
Yeah, moving screen on Hate.
Timeout Delhi. Unitego leads 14-7 with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitego boys leading 14-7. And, you know, Coach, I was just thinking, Unitego coach Travis Woods, do I get to say he comes from the Greg Bonskowski coaching tree? Is that how that works?
We did spend a few seasons together, so.
Here are the Spartans with the basketball going left to right. Miles Maureen spins off, finds Utter in the corner, pump fakes, back to Maureen. Kroll, far side. Coach Woods said the other day, Kroll in practice, you can't even give him an inch. He just loves that three, and he said he hits all of them in practice. And he's hit two here tonight. Pass to the interior for Johnson, back out. 10 on the shot clock. Maureen down low finds Barber, and he finishes, and he's fouled. Barber with the bucket.
I wish we could give hockey assists, because that play was not, I mean, Miles Maureen drove to the basket and found Shea, but the start of the play was Braden Johnson throwing it out of the double, maybe triple team on the baseline to Miles, who then could penetrate.
Barber at the foul line, good, he's got four. And Unitego with their biggest lead of the game at 17-7. And it's not like Delhi hasn't had good looks. I've just been amazed at how much the ball is rolling off the rim for them right now. Just got to keep going, right?
Similar to the girls' game. They could just need to chip away and take one possession at a time.
Bulldogs with the basketball. Schnabel in the paint. Got it. Tough one there for Luke, and he hits it, making it 17-9 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Miles Maureen to the left side. It's Unitego again leading 17-9 here in the MAC Championship live from Unadilla Valley. Glad to have you. Maureen for three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Out of bounds. Staying with the Spartans.
I thought that was a little bit of a quick shot there.
Looked a little kind of off balance.
Yeah. Looked like he shot it. He knew he wanted to shoot it before he received the ball.
Backus coming in and Logan Utter to the bench. In case you missed it earlier, Unitego girls winning the MAC championship is Barber off the inbound, tipped it in the corner for three. He's got seven. Unitego girls winning earlier, 55-50 over Delhi. 20-9 the score. Here's Owen Haight. Top of the key now for Luke Schnabel. For Finch on the right side. For Haight, he tries a three. Died on the front of the rim, rebound Barber. He's looking to run. Barber in transition, steps through, puts it up. It won't roll in. Ball is loose, comes to Rasmussen. He's shot out of a cannon. Rasmussen down the floor, and he couldn't get it to go. The rebound for Angelo Kristen won't go, and he's going to have to pull it back out. Now to Luke Schnabel. Two good looks there for Delhi again. Wouldn't go. Schnabel says, how about a three? That's off to the left side. And a rebound for Unitego. Here is Johnson right on the Spartans logo, or on the Unadilla Valley logo. Timeout for Travis Woods.
I thought that was a good timeout there. They looked disorganized and kind of rushed. Good timeout. He can use his 30-second timeout here, and another rule difference. Boys basketball, if you don't use a 30 in the first half, you lose it. Whereas in girls, it doesn't matter. You get two 30s. You can use them whenever you want. So good use of his 30-second timeout here by Coach Woods.
We'll keep it right here. 5:35 to go, second quarter. And Unitego has opened up a 20-9 lead. Coach, if you're Delhi right now and you're missing these shots that you know they're going to go in eventually, what's the message to keep those guys shooting?
I think you just say, keep playing. The ball's going to go in the basket. We don't miss those shots all the time. Keep playing one possession at a time. Keep giving me your best effort.
5.5 to go in the second quarter. Packed house here at Unadilla Valley. Great games so far here tonight between Delhi and Unitego, both the boys and the girls matching it up. Spartans with the ball at midcourt. Backus now to Miles Maureen. And he's stripped, but Backus gets it back. Now stripped again. Haight has it. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Backus. I believe that's going to be his second.
That's got to be frustrating for Unitigo. Delhi's going after the ball nonstop. Delhi finally gets a steal after lots of pressure, and Unitigo reaches in, immediate foul.
5:15 to go, second quarter. Delhi trailing 20-9 against Unitigo. Here's Zach Finch for three on the left side. That's off the mark. Kroll tried to get the rebound, stepped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Schnabel looking over to the bench to get some instructions here from Coach Warren Kelly. So try to toss it up to Angelo Kristen, and he got it.
Nice execution of an out-of-bounds play there. They had two screeners on the baseline, and the cutter came from the weak side and just lobbed it up to the middle of the lane, had him caught it, make a nice shot.
Unitigo 20, Delhi 11, 4:55 to go, second quarter. Mac Boys Basketball Championship. Barber, left side, splits two defenders, strip, went to Backus though. Backus passes to the interior, now for Braden Johnson, puts it up and he's fouled. It's 4:43 to go in the second quarter. This will send him to the line.
Nice move there by Braden. He caught it, could have gone right up, but kind of took his time, got squared up, made a little head fake, got the defender off the floor, drew the foul, gets to the line. Nice composed play.
Yes, I agree. As we said earlier, he's really come into his own. Foul was on Angelo Kristen, so Luke Stanford back in for DA. And Angelo has been frustrated here in the early going. Tanner Brocky coming in as well here for DA, and Haight getting a break. 4:43 to go, second quarter. 20-11 our score. Unitigo boys in control at the moment over Delhi. Johnson can't get it to go. And a rebound for Luke Stanford. And off the screen, Luke Schnabel into the corner. Now back up top for Tanner Brocky. Here for Zach Finch. Left side. Delhi still really not looking to shoot from the perimeter too much. Unitigo coming out and playing a little bit high. And now a foul on Unitigo. Rance on that far side. Team foul situation, that's going to be the sixth on Unitigo, five on Delhi. Trying to keep an eye on that.
It's strange because it almost seems like you could call a foul on every possession.
Yeah, I think you could. That has to be hard. I would not want to be an official tonight in a game like this. Hard to know where the line is, I guess. Brocky with the basketball left side, skips across the top of the zone, finds Finch, now to Schnabel. He's going to try to get it to the inside. Didn't do it. Now they go to Brocky. His three is short. Rebound Johnson. And an outlet pass to Miles Maureen. Unitigo continuing to dare Delhi to shoot from the outside. And now a steal by the Bulldogs. Tapped out of bounds. Going to go to Delhi. They're going to overrule it. Bring it back.
He pointed the wrong way. There was two Delhi players there. He just pointed the wrong way. Coach Woods is asking for a foul. Lots of physical contact every time Unitigo puts the ball on the floor.
We said earlier if we thought the refs let that play out that way, it would favor Delhi, but Unitigo has weathered the storm so far. Barber, left side three off the pass from Maureen. It's long and a rebound for Brocky. Brocky in the backcourt, feeds one over to Finch on the right side as Delhi sets up the offense. Can they chip away or can Unitigo protect this lead before the halftime break? Now to Luke Schnabel. Pump fakes. Gets down low. Spin move up and underneath. And a travel on Luke Schnabel.
I think the coaches from Delhi would have liked him to shoot that shot on the baseline. He kind of over dribbled there. Tried to make a move when there really wasn't much there.
Spartans will look to get it in. And they do to Barber. Schnabel has been shadowing him as much as possible for Delhi. Unitigo leading 20-11. Spartans with the ball. Rance down low. Braden Johnson up and under. Hits it. And Rasmussen went down hard after that pump fake there by Johnson.
And another really nice composed move. With a game going this fast, up and down physicality, it's easy to get going fast. Nice pass inside to Johnson there. He caught it, head fake, let the defender go by, up and in.
Injury timeout, we're going to step away. 3:12 to go, second quarter. 22-11, Unitigo boys on top of Delhi. Actually, Rasmussen's getting up here, so we're going to keep it. I think he just went down hard.
Yeah.
He's all right.
You mentioned earlier that we thought if the refs let them play that it would favor Delhi. I think it does. Unfortunately, Delhi is just having a hard time finishing the opportunities that they're getting. If they were finishing at a higher rate, I think we'd have a close ball game here. You know, maybe 4 points, three
I agree.
Points.
Yeah, Delhi has had plenty of looks.
Yeah.
Second, third, fourth chances.
And it's not like they're all outside shots. They've had lots of chances in the paint. A couple times on a possession, they've had multiple chances, just haven't been able to get the ball in the basket.
3:12 to go, second quarter. And the lead is 22-11 here for Unitigo over Delhi. I found this interesting tonight. Every time I look out, either a Unitigo or a Delhi player is talking to one of the officials here, trying to get an explanation, trying to, you know, just rub shoulders a little bit, maybe smooth some things over. How can I get an explanation on this? These guys are real charmers out here tonight. And so with 3:10 to go in the second quarter, 22-11 is our score, and Delhi has the basketball, trailing Unitigo. Schnabel with the basketball.
Delhi's goal should be to get it under double digits by halftime.
Schnabel to the high post, down low. Turnaround shot here for Sanford. Won't go, and another miss in close for the Bulldogs. Spartans ahead now with Shea Barber down the right side, the recently named MAC MVP. Far side pull-up jumper for Rance. No good. Finch with a rebound.
How could they miss that? That was in the left corner.
Left corner. That's the magic spot for Unitigo tonight. Finch, bounce pass, Schnabel. He'll want to pull it out. Goes to the interior here for Sanford. Now back out to Luke Schnabel. Little up and under for him. Won't go. Difficult shot there. Rebound. Going to be a jump ball.
To me, that shot looked like he wanted to pass it. But then when he got in the air, they took away his passing lane to his teammate. So his best option was to get it up off the board and try to get an offensive rebound.
2:25 to go in the second. And a timeout's going to be taken by Unitigo. So we'll step away. Unitigo boys leading Delhi 22-11 late in the second quarter. We'll be back in the MAC championship on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:25 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull and GMU boys coach and athletic director Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Unitigo with the basketball. Thanking our special sponsors, including Village Variety in Unadilla, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Mirabito Energy Products, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. A steal by Delhi. Schnabel in transition. He's fouled. Shot got blocked with 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Nice to see Barber and Schnabel after that. Chatting a little bit there, but it looked very friendly. So Schnabel to the line. First foul on Shea here.
One of the things that we talked about is off the air. It seems like every time there's a stop in the action, there's a player talking to an official.
Yes.
Right there on that drive to the basket. It might have been clean up top, but I thought there was some body contact below. They called a foul, and they want an explanation. You know, why was that a foul? Sometimes you wish the kids would just play basketball.
Schnabel to the line, cannot get the first one to go, and the shooting woes continue here for the Bulldogs. Just one of those nights. At least, I should say, one of those first halves. You never know. A lot of basketball left to be played. And with this Delhi defense, never say never. Schnabel, one out of two. He's had eight. 22-12 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Spartans with the ball. Little give and go. Maureen takes it in. He's fouled. Looks like by Ryan Wilson underneath with 2:02 to go. And this will send Miles Maureen to the line.
You know, if you're Delhi, you're down 10 with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. I'm telling my team, hey, we've missed a whole bunch of shots in close. If we make four of those shots, it's a two-point game.
Right. Yeah, this could be easily a tie game or a two- or a four-point game as Maureen is at the line, hits it. Maureen with seven. So you have Maureen with seven, Barber with seven for Unitigo. Luke Schnabel with eight to lead Delhi. Everybody else pretty balanced. Actually, I forgot, Kroll with six on those two threes for Unitigo in the left corner. Where else? Maureen, boy, shooter's tough. She got it. Got eight. 24-12, 2 minutes to go. I think I got to agree with you, Coach. If you're Delhi, try to get it to single digits before the break. Give yourself some momentum. Here is Haight, feeding one back to Finch. Now to Luke Schnabel, right side as Delhi goes right to left. Now for Owen Haight. Now back to Luke Schnabel. Delhi looking into the high post, but they don't have a look. Here's Owen for three on the right side. It's an air ball and a rebound for Shea Barber. Ahead for Miles Maureen. And stripped, but Barber gets it back. Feeds Rance, far side. Pull-up jumper for him, in and out. And a rebound underneath and a foul going to be on Unitigo on Logan Utter. Buck 25 to go in the second quarter.
I thought Unitigo had an opportunity there to get the ball to Kroll on the right wing. They missed him a couple times. He was open for a three there. Would have been a good shot.
I had to laugh as after that foul, this is going to send Zach Finch to the line. Coach Woods was saying, you know, in practice, Nate, Kroll can hit from anywhere, and it drives Shea nuts because he can't stop him. Shot here for Finch is no good, and then a rebound for Kroll, and he's fouled by Delhi. He said he'll be back NBA range hitting threes, and Shea's in his face, and it drives him crazy. So that's a cool practice story. 1:24 to go in the second, and now we walk back down to this end of the floor to see Devin Kroll at the line. He's really come on nicely this year as a junior. And has a great outside shot. So Kroll is going to step in here. At the line for the Spartans. And Kroll's shot is good.
Yeah, he has a really nice shot. Good form. Gets up on his toes nice. The ball comes off his hands nice and soft. Nice foul through. My kind of player.
Yeah. Rotation looks good.
Elbow under the ball.
Oh, we cursed him.
We jinxed him.
Missed it. 25-12. Unitigo on top with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. MAC Boys Championship here from Unitigo. Finch will pull it back out to the Storm logo at midcourt. Finds Luke Schnabel. Chest pass to Owen Haight. Now back to Schnabel straight away. 15 on the shot clock. Schnabel trying to break down on the dribble here, but he's got nowhere to go. Schnabel double team. Back to Owen Haight. 10 on the shot clock. Schnabel to the left side. They're down to 7. Schnabel's going to have to shoot and hits it. Schnabel's got 11. 25-15. That's a big shot. 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. Barber steps up from the left elbow. No good. Rocco Schnabel a rebound.
Big possession here. How can they close out the half?
Outlet here for Delhi. Here's Finch. Finds Luke Schnabel left side. 30 seconds left. Thought about another three, but didn't pull the trigger. Gets it back again, top of the key. Shuffles off a defender, takes it in, and is blocked out of bounds. Getting himself into some tough situations there on these dribble drives.
Yeah, that's one thing I think Delhi can improve upon on their offense. They seem to hold the ball. Whether they're holding to fake or they're just dribbling, they need to move it quicker. Make the defense move.
Haight for Schnabel in the corner. Tries a three, no good. Rocco Schnabel a rebound. Takes it inside, a block on Barber. And this is going to send Rocco Schnabel to the line. Second foul on Barber.
That was a good call. He tried to step in and draw a charge, but just wasn't quite there.
Johnson's going to come back in. Let's see who he comes in for. Looks like Logan Utter. 15.2 to go. 25-15 the score, and this will send one of the young lads who's a bright future here for DA, Rocco Schnabel, just a freshman. Look at that size. Their JV team very good. I think they're going to be good for a few years to come as Rocco hits the first one at the line. 25-16. They accomplished the goal we set for him, Coach.
Yep.
Rocco's second shot coming here at the line is no good. Rebound for Ryan Wilson. Turnaround shot for him is good.
Ooh, big momentum shift there, play. That's big. Big rebound, good putback.
7 seconds left. What can Unitigo do? Left side, Kroll for three. Too strong. Rebound, Wilson, and that's going to do it. It's our halftime score.
Unitigo was lucky there. Shea could have easily picked up his third, and that would have been big.
25-18 the score at the half. Unitigo boys leading Delhi in the MAC championship. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report here in just a minute, live from UV tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito. They've been serving the local community since 1927 at Marabito. Our people make energy different. Halftime score here in the Boys MAC Championship game, 25-18. Delhi Boys trailing at Unitigo. Here's our first half scoring summary. First for Unitigo, good balance. 8 for Miles Maureen, 7 for Devin Kroll, 7 for Shea Barber, 3 for Braden Johnson. On the other side for Delhi, 11 for Luke Schnabel, 2 for Angelo Kristen, 2 for Ryan Wilson, 2 for Kenny Rasmussen, 1 for Rocco Schnabel. So if you're Delhi, you know, some of the usual suspects have not scored. Owen Haight, Kristen has been in foul trouble, Rasmussen only with 2. So we will see if they can get it going in the second half, Coach.
Yeah, I really think they're spending too much time holding the ball. I think that their zone offense would be much more productive if they moved the ball. So what we mean by holding the ball is, you know, you start with the ball at the top of the key, throw it to a wing, and that player needs to do something with it. They seem to be holding it, making ball fakes, or dribbling in place rather than attacking a gap or swinging it to the next player. I'd like to see him move the ball. I think they'd get better looks in their offensive sets.
A up and down first half in terms of the pace of the game, very, very physical. Do you think that wears on both these teams as we continue into the second half?
I do, but I also think in the second quarter, like midway through the second quarter, I thought the physicality seemed to wane a little bit. I don't know if that's because the kids were tired. I don't know if that's because they kind of settled in. But I thought that the physicality seemed to transition to more of a basketball game in the second quarter there.
Yeah, well said, Coach. I thought definitely that physicality kind of went away. Both teams settled in a little bit. And if Delhi can find a way to hit some of these interior shots, they could make this lead shrink right up, that's for
sure. I mean, what I would be saying to Delhi in their locker room if I was Coach Kelly is, guys, you know, we are down 7 points. Who missed the layup in the first half that they normally would make? When you have four guys raise their hand, hey, guys, there's 8 points. If we make all those, we have the lead. So keep playing, keep doing the things you're doing, but we got to find a way to get the ball in the basket.
25-18, our halftime score here. Coach Smith, we have not seen him, so maybe he'll join us for the postgame show. That's all right. We'll get his thoughts either way. I'm sure he's very invested in this game as a Delhi grad and also potentially down the road seeing what Section 4 has to offer against Section 3 in the upcoming state tournament. In case you are just joining us and you're wondering, Nate, what was the girls' score tonight? Unitigo girls defeated Delhi in a great game, 55-50. 23 points for Kylie Musaw, 17 for Tatum Coddington. Unitigo hit, what did we say, 10 threes in that ball game.
10 three-pointers.
Sylvia Little had 17. Alyssa Gioffi had 13. Libby Lamport had 10. Came right down to the wire, and Unitigo wins their first MAC championship in girls' basketball history. And, of course, the MAC started back in the 2001 season. So, nice win for Unitigo tonight. And their boys trying to make it 2-for-2. I'll have to look back on our sheet here to see if there has ever been a time where the same school won that. That would be cool to see. So I'm going to quickly check that.
I believe.
I'm going to quickly look back through our list here.
No, it doesn't look like
it.
Boy,
it doesn't look like it, yeah. So
I have a question for you. If somebody wanted to watch the live stream of this, where would they find it?
Well, if you want to watch the live stream of this, Coach, you could go to YouTube. It's a handy little channel that has a lot of videos on it, and you could search UV Extra. That's X-T-R-A. If you want to listen, you can listen to us here on 100.9 FM, also on 1490 AM. The AM never gets any love. Or WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. I tried all week to put that information out there. The MAC asked me to do that. The amount of text messages I've received tonight, hey, Nate, my good friend, I don't know how these people have my phone number, first off. Where can I watch the stream of tonight's game? So we've had a good chuckle about that.
I have another question for you. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. We haven't talked about this.
Okay.
I think if I asked you right now, what is your best recollection or most memorable moment in a boys' Tri-Valley game, you would go back to the triple overtime game with Morris and Richfield Springs.
Yes, I think so.
You have called a lot of these boys' MAC championship games. What would be your most memorable boys' MAC championship game?
Wow, the most memorable boys' MAC championship game. That is a very good question. It's been funny over the years that oftentimes the semifinals have been crazier, tighter games than the finals. A lot of the MAC boys' finals that I have called have ended up being double-digit wins. I think I might go back if I had to be forced here. The first year I was here, 2014-15, the Sydney boys were a really special group. That game was played at SUNY Oneonta. It was Sydney against Delhi. Sydney was the favorite, but Delhi had a big lead in that game, and Sydney managed to come back. It was a nice group of guys led by Nick Mino, and they won their first championship in many years.
Now, interesting that you should say that, because of the COVID pandemic and whatnot, we can't have the championship game this year at a college facility. I would be interested to know if you think that those semifinals where they're played in a high school gym, which the kids are used to, the closeness of those games compared to, you're saying, in the championship games have been blowouts, do you think that could be a result or a product of the bigger facility, maybe the background? We've talked about that before.
Yes. I've always been a firm believer that when you play at SUNY Oneonta or the arena or somewhere like that, it changes the game for the small schools, and I always think it adds an extra wrinkle to it. Who's going to be able to shoot in those places? Who's not going to be able to? I've had teams where I thought they're definitely going to win this game, and they end up losing by double digits because they can't put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, that's interesting. When I was at Unitigo and we made it to the sectional final with girls, we played Harpersville. Harpersville had probably played, you know, half a season in the Broome County Arena. We had never been there. I mean, my girls' eyes were as big as saucers coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
Harpersville was like, oh, this is old hat. They ended up running away from us. When I had my GMU boys and we played at SUCO, we had some kids that had played in venues like that in AAU, so they were a little more used to it. So just some interesting thoughts.
As we start the second half here, I've always said that about SUNY Oneonta, and a lot of people will disagree with me, but I've always thought that it changed the game in some way, shape, or form. So this has been fun here, playing at a high school facility. I don't mind it at all. A block by Braden Johnson over Luke Schnabel, and Unitigo back the other way. That wraps up our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. A shot for Barber in the paint, and he is fouled. 7:42 to go in the third, and Unitigo leading 25-18. Barber to the line. Should be a fun second half here, Coach. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you. As Barber to the line, first one is good. He's got that shooter's touch.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show the flow of the game. Early in the game, Shea would have tried to shoot that three-pointer, whereas here in the start of the second half, he took it to the basket, got fouled, got to the free throw line.
Barber now with nine, pumps that Unitigo lead up to 27-18. Delhi to the far side. Owen Haight steps in for a long two and buries it. His first bucket.
That's a good sign for Delhi to get him on the board. Maybe he'll get him going.
Makes it 27-20 early in the third quarter. Both teams look a little more composed here. Just a quick assessment to start the second half. Barber into the paint. Floater is good. No. Going to take it away. Are they going to call a charge here?
They might call that the basket is good, but then call the charge.
Yes, basket's good.
Basket is good for Barber.
But are they calling that on Barber? Yes, on Barber.
Yes.
Which is going to be his third, correct?
Yes.
So Coach Woods wants an explanation.
They're saying that he released the ball before he made contact with the defender, so they're counting the basket. And then they're saying he ran into the defender, which results in a charge.
Coach Woods still getting an explanation here. 7:18 to go here in the third. Now Warren Kelly wants an explanation. They're going to say the basket is good. So the foul's going to be on Barber, so there's going to be no foul shot here. That's his third. Early in the third quarter.
That could be big.
A big one.
But interesting, you don't see that call very often.
No.
If you see a charge call, you usually wipe away the basket. But I think in that situation it was correct. He had released the ball before he made contact.
Delhi with the ball now trailing 29-20, early third quarter. There is Schnabel to the high post, finds Angelo Kristen. Shot too strong, off the glass. Rebound Miles Maureen. Maureen near midcourt, left side. Kroll into the corner for Backus. Backus to the interior, knocked out of bounds,
now,
going to Delhi.
Just so our listeners understand that would be no different than if another player on the offense shot the ball, and away from the ball, there was a foul while the ball's in the air. So they count the basket and then give the foul.
Yeah, that was a very rare call, but well done by the officials, I'd say. Haight with a corner three, right side, off the mark. And Unitigo's doing a nice job rebounding the basketball right now, limiting the second chances. Barber steps back for three. Too strong. Too much hot sauce on it. Rebound taken away by Delhi. Schnabel in transition. Can he beat Barber to the basket? He does, and he scores.
Also, Shea couldn't challenge there with the three fouls. He just kind of had to let that go.
29-22. Backus to the hoop. That rolls off the front. Rebound. Backus got it out of the scrum. Pulls it back out. Finds Maureen for a pull-up jumper. That rims out. Ryan Wilson gets it for the Bulldogs.
Big possession. If Delhi can get a basket here, they can get some momentum.
Finch now to Schnabel on the right side. Schnabel feeding one for Haight. 5:55 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 29-22. Boys MAC Championship. Inside for Angelo Kristen. Got stripped, but it went to Schnabel. He takes it in. Shot won't go. He got his own rebound and pulls it back out. Fresh shot clock to work with for Delhi. Let's see what they do with it. Schnabel on the right side. Says, how about a three? Too strong. Popped up high, and Barber with the rebound on the far side. Shea will walk it across midcourt. Finds Miles Maureen, steps back for a three, and hits it. Miles Maureen will not be denied. He's got 11. Right back to 32-22. Just when Delhi gets some momentum, just like in the girls' game, Unitigo answers with a three. And here is Owen Haight. He tries to answer with a three of his own. Off the mark, Angelo Kristen with a rebound. They'll say jump ball. Arrow is going to give it back to Unitigo. Angelo Kristen to the bench. Rocco Schnabel coming in. Boy, I was interested. Boy, there was a lot of contact. Shea and Owen Haight on that far side.
And then the refs
no
didn't,
call.
Didn't. They just kind of let him play there. Could have been interesting.
And so here comes Unitigo with the ball. Going right to left. Maureen, top of the key. Looks to break his man down. Finds Shea on the far side. Back out to Backus. Backus steps through and lost it. Rocco Schnabel with a steal. He's on the floor and is able to get it to Haight, but a timeout is taken by Delhi. With 4:43 to go in the third, we're going to step away. Unitigo leading 32-22 on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Unitego boys leading 32-22 here over Del High in the MAC Championship live from Unadilla Valley tonight. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you, GMU boys coach and athletic director. Del High with the ball, zipping one down low for Haight. Left low block, turnaround shot for Haight. Got it. Tough fadeaway.
Yeah, nice pass there and nice finish for Del High.
32-24. Del High hanging around. Unitego trying to protect. They go to Kroll, left corner. Zips it far side, Barber. Pump fake, steps in, right elbow, left it short. Out of bounds. Somehow kept in, and Unitego keeps it alive. Amazing hustle there by Garrett Backus. Up top to Maureen. Far side, Barber. Into the paint, swarmed, turnaround shot. Hits it, and he's fouled. Shea Barber gets another and one opportunity.
That was a tough shot there. He kind of had his back to the basket. He turned, jumped, and the Del High defender kind of slid underneath him, didn't really give him a chance to come down. There was not any contact up top, but he displaced him, moving him back. Shea concentrated, got the basket, and goes to the line for one.
3:58 to go in the third. Unitego leading 34-24. Barber to the line, settling in, taking his time. And the shot is good for Shea Barber.
As you said, it's almost an instant replay from the girls' game. Every time Del High gets close, Unitego has an answer.
Schnabel with the ball, left side. They pass one down low for Rasmussen on the right low block. And it gets tipped away. Ball comes to Haight. Jump ball keeps it with Del High. Unitego with some good defense here. They've gotten their hands in some passing lanes, made it tough for the Del High Bulldogs. And Delaware Academy will look to get it in. They find Haight. Pass down low for Schnabel. Kicks one out. Here for Rasmussen from the right elbow. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Ball loose underneath. Scooped up. Out of bounds. Going to go back to Unitego.
Yeah, Del High's just having a hard time putting the ball in the basket. They're getting good shots. Just, it's almost like there's a lid on the basket.
Really is. I know we say that a lot, but it has felt that way tonight here for the Bulldogs. Maureen at midcourt and a foul by Luke Schnabel. And that's going to be the third team foul on Del High, one team foul on Unitego. So the Spartans will have the basketball here. In front of the scorer's table with Shea Barber. He'll look to get it in. Barber's going to flip one into the backcourt here for Miles Maureen. Zips one down for Backus. Backus pulls it out. Feeds one for Kroll. He's immediately double-teamed. Has to toss it out for Maureen. Did a good job to tiptoe along that half-court line to keep it in. 3:10 to go in the third. Punched out of bounds by Rasmussen. It'll stay with the Spartans.
On almost every pass that Unitego makes, Del High is what they're doing. It's called run and jump. So they seem to be trapping with the person guarding the ball and the person the passer came from, and then they have to have a rotation on their defense. It's putting a lot of pressure on Unitego. They haven't gotten a couple turnovers, but not enough to claw back into the game yet.
3:10 to go in the third. Spartans will get it in. Maureen into the backcourt. Looking to set it up here. Del High needing some stops and needing to find a way to get the ball to go through the hoop here. Rance in the corner for Unitego. His shot skims the right side of the rim. Out of bounds, going back to the Bulldogs. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter.
Don't forget, Shea has the three fouls here. If he can get through the third quarter with just three, that would be an advantage for Unitego.
Finch to Schnabel on the left side. Schnabel, spin move, up and under, blocked by Kroll. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Bulldogs. Good clean block there by Devin Kroll. And the Bulldogs will look to get it in on the baseline. They're going to try that little up and under play, and Rasmussen wasn't ready for it. Maureen with a steal. Maureen splits two defenders, dishes one off for Rance, who lays it in. Great look.
Yeah, great breakdown of the defense. Good pass, good finish.
DA with the ball. They lead 37-24. Schnabel out to Finch. And they'll try a three from the right side. That's in and out for Jared Cheshire. Rebound for Braden Johnson. Into the hands of Miles Maureen. Maureen on the left side here. Top of the key. Goes for Barber. Left side three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Luke Schnabel. Ahead for Rasmussen. He's going to try to lay it in. He's a lot of contact from behind. It went out of bounds. No call. Going to stay with DA.
Yeah. Was a lot of contact on that. I'm not sure. I think the ball might have hit off of the bottom of the backboard and then off of Delhi before it went out of bounds. That's what the Unitigo bench is arguing for.
So DA will have the basketball on the baseline, and they'll try to get it in, and a steal by Barber. Barber now to Miles Maureen in the backcourt. Maureen across midcourt, gets down into the paint, and going to be a foul on Delhi. Yes, it is. Foul on Logan Nealis, and the Delhi crowd is not pleased right now.
I think he did foul him, but right at the moment he fouled him, he also traveled. It could have gone either way, but they gave it to Unitigo this time.
Luke Sanford comes back in. Kenny Rasmussen to the bench. 1:50 to go here in the third. Unitigo gets it into Kroll. Dishes one off for Miles Maureen. Maureen back up top. We'll set it up on offense, and Unitigo in full control right now. Maureen comes off a screen. Dishes down low for Rance. Back out to Maureen. They wanted a travel call again. Now Kroll. The bank is open on a Friday night, and he hits it.
Tough break there for Delhi. Good defense. Fortunate bounce.
Now there's going to be a technical foul on the Delhi bench for saying something to the officials. With 1:23 to go here in the third. 40-24 the score. And so a technical foul, and things continuing to spiral down here for Delaware Academy. And that's a tough break.
Yeah.
For the Bulldogs. And Barber to the line. The Spartans trying to go 2-for-2 on the night here. The girls winning earlier, and the boys are in control at the moment late in the third. Barber's first shot at the line is no good.
I would not be shocked to see Shea come out of the game here in the last minute 23 with three fouls. I mean, you're up 16.
Yeah, give him a little protection, right?
Get up.
Barber's second shot is good. Barber has 15. Barber with 15, Maureen with 11, Kroll with 10. For Unitigo on the other side, it's Schnabel, the only one in double figures. Luke Schnabel with 13.
Good move there by Coach Woods to get Shea out of the game, protect him a little bit with the lead here up to 17 with a minute 23 left.
Spartans with the basketball after the technical. They go 1 out of 2 at the line with Barber and get the ball. Maureen, spin move, stolen, and a reach-in foul here on Unitigo.
Just too much dribble there. I mean, he was trying to take the air out of the ball. I know he likes to get to the basket, but got to move the ball there. That's what Coach Woods is telling him. Too much dribbling. Move the ball.
1:10 to go here in the third. It's 41-24. Unitigo boys leading Delhi. Finch to the right side. Finch strips, but gets it back. Goes to Owen Haight in the paint. Haight, turnaround shot. Forced it a little bit. Rebound underneath. Knocked out of bounds. Going back to Unitigo as Luke Sanford couldn't hold on to it. And the woes continue here. You look in the crowd and you just kind of see the shoulder shrug here from the Delhi faithful. This has not been their night.
No, and they've had good looks. The ball just hasn't gone in the hoop for them.
Maureen down the floor. Finds Rance. Pull-up jumper. In and out. Rebound for Haight of Unitigo, or for Delhi, excuse me. Haight going left to right. Pulls it out. And goes to the right side. A three here for the Bulldogs will not go down. Shot was from Logan Nealis. Rebound for Unitigo. Here's Logan Utter. And both teams go falling to the floor there. Utter falling. Jared Cheshire falling as well for Delhi. Utter was able to bounce right back up. Cheshire now being helped to his feet. Boy, we have seen a lot of bodies flying in this game.
Yeah, that was nothing. No intent there at all. It was just a good, hard foul, clean foul. No intent to harm there. They just collided in midair. And sometimes when you're going full speed like that and you collide, there's nowhere to go. And the only thing that stops you is the hardwood.
The hardwood. So here is Utter at the line. His first shot is no good. The Unitigo quarterback from a successful 8-man season steps to the line looking for his second shot. with 28 seconds to go in the third. Hutter settles in and cannot get the second one. Ball's going to stay with Unitigo. Two Delhi guys going for the rebound. Neither could hold on. So Unitigo calling out the play here with Miles Maureen. Works it in for Kroll. Kroll on a pump fake. Pulls it back out. And gets to Rance and now to Maureen with 20 seconds to go in the third. Maureen comes off a screen. Delhi trying to do everything they can to put pressure. And now he's in the backcourt. 13
I think
seconds
that
left.
They were just trying to hold for one shot there. Give credit to Delhi. They put pressure on him, and he just kind of lost track of where he was on the court.
He looked down after the whistle and kind of said, oh, that's right. So Maureen comes out, and Backus comes in. So 13.7. If you're Delhi here, get a bucket. Try to get some momentum.
Yep, one possession at a time.
Schnabel left side. Now we'll go back to Owen Haight. Into the paint. Floater for Haight. No good, but a foul, and he'll head to the line. And Owen Haight will settle in here with 4 points. They're going to need a big fourth quarter from Owen to try to get back in this game. Owen settles in. First shot at the line. In and out.
This has just not been Delhi's quarter.
No.
How many points have they had this quarter?
I'll have to go back, but not many.
Not many. And they've had good looks. It's not for a lack of good scoring opportunities.
We'll know when we come back here from the break. Second shot for Haight is no good. And a shot in the corner at the buzzer is off the mark. And the fourth quarter is coming up. It is Unitigo 41, Delhi 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Want to thank our special sponsors, including Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney and Afton, SFCU, A.O. Fox Hospital Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Conan Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, as well as Rabideau Energy Products. And Coach, tough quarter there for Delhi as they were outscored by Unitigo quite heavily. What did we say, 16-6?
Yeah, 16-6.
Going to be a foul on Schnabel. That's Luke at midcourt to start the fourth, his third foul.
And now every foul the rest of the way, Unitigo's going to shoot.
Delhi with the ball. They get a steal. They try to go to the interior. And going to be another foul on Schnabel here. That's going to be his fourth. Picked up two quick ones in the first 12 seconds of the fourth quarter.
And they're going to shoot here for the next 7:48.
So the officials here checking that it's going to be 1-1. And the dice continue to roll the way of Unitigo here, as they have controlled this contest from quite early in the game.
Yeah, that possession is typical. Delhi gets a steal, has an opportunity to maybe cut into the deficit. One pass, kind of mishandled, bobbled a little bit. Immediate foul.
So this will send Logan Utter to the line. And kind of your floor general, Luke Schnabel, is now in foul trouble. Barber with the rebound off the miss. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound underneath is finally scooped up here by Finch of Delhi. Finch down the floor, finds Schnabel, takes it to the rim, left it short. And a rebound underneath here by James Wright, who's into the game. Wright with an outlet pass to Barber. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Going to go back to Delhi. Right in front of our table here, bodies flying everywhere.
We're back to that rugby scrum type feel of a game.
7.5 to go in the fourth. You can feel this Delhi crowd wants to explode so badly if they could get back into it, but Unitigo has just done such a good job controlling this. And now a steal by Backus. Backus quickly back down the floor, takes it to the rim, missed it. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Spartans.
Well, Delhi's trying to be super aggressive to get comp with steals and get back in the game, but they're just not having any success getting a steal and then finishing. They've gotten steals, just haven't been able to finish.
Hutter to the bench. Maureen is back in. 7:15 to go. Both these teams will be participating in the upcoming sectional tournament. Both have good seeds. So the season will be extended at least another week, most likely, for both these teams. Barber to the left side, but still a lot to be decided tonight. Barber, left side three, too strong. Rebound is somehow picked out of there by Delhi after James Wright had it. It was stolen away. Now Maureen with a steal at midcourt, wants to take it inside, and he's fouled and can't get the roll. Boy, he's just so sneaky quick, you know?
Yep.
So this will send Miles Maureen to the line. Kroll's going to check back in as well, with Unitigo leading 41-24. Rocco Schnabel coming in here for Delaware Academy. Kroll coming in for Unitigo. Maureen's first shot, too strong. Kroll coming in for Garrett Backus.
You know, Unitigo has a comfortable lead here, but in all reality, they're kind of fortunate that Delhi hasn't shot the ball very well, because Unitigo hasn't shot it tremendous from the perimeter. I mean, I think they probably have less than 5 3-pointers on the night. They've had some good looks, but haven't been able to finish. And they're leaving some points here at the free throw line.
Yep, missed a few there. And so DA will get it back. Still a lot of time left here with 6:50 to go, as Luke lets it roll up the floor just to save a few precious seconds. They'll feed one for Owen Haight in the right corner. On the baseline, stripped, and another steal. Kroll now back to Miles Maureen. So even when they get the offensive possession, they just haven't been able to cash in. Spartans with the ball, the up and under, and he hits it. That was Vander Rand. And Unitigo now leads 43-24. Delhi with the ball, top of the key. They'll go to Finch, far side, pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. Barber with a rebound off the miss there from Tanner Brocky. And going to be a timeout taken by Unitigo to bail out Shea as he was stuck on the floor. 6:09 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back. Unitigo in control, 43-24 in the MAC Championship on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo with the basketball, leading 43-24 here in the fourth quarter of the MAC Championship. Maureen feeds one to the inside for Barber, blocked, and a foul. And Barber's going to head to the line. So Barber with 15 here.
Delhi wanted a little bit of an offensive foul there. Not sure. Either way, we didn't really have the best angle.
Barber's first shot at the line. Tough to put him there. He's so good. Barber with 16, of course, joined the Unitigo 1,000 Point Club earlier this season. And the second one is good. He's got 17. And Unitigo is in control, 45-24. Delhi with the basketball at the top of the key. They go to Haight on the right side. Haight back to Luke Schnabel. Steps in for a three. It's an air ball, and out of bounds it goes back to Unitigo.
Yeah, Delhi just can't seem to put the ball in the basket.
And Unitigo will get it back here. Delhi continuing with the pressure, but is it too little too late? Still a lot of time left with 5:40 to go. Maureen finds Kroll. Right side three, a little too strong. Delhi let it go out of bounds. They'll get it back. Kroll wants that one back, yeah. I think. He had a good look at it.
I can appreciate that. When you're a shooter and you get a good look like that, you want to knock it down. And when you don't, you want the ball back immediately.
Delhi gets it on the right side here with Haight as they go left to right. Luke Schnabel, top of the key. He's got a team-high 13. They go back to Haight. His shot was kind of a sidewinder off the side. Missed it. Kristen with the rebound hits it. Angelo now with 4 points. 45-26. Haight knocked it out of bounds. That's one thing about Owen Haight I've noticed, much like his older brother Alex. They will not quit until the final whistle. You love that hustle. I think a lot of people in the Delhi community, the team they had last year went undefeated through their COVID season, 12-0. And was very spectacular. And you wonder what could have happened, as we'll have a foul on the inbounds here on Delhi. And a lot of the guys on this team were there last year, but they lost some key pieces. So some guys finding their new role.
And, I mean, last year you feel for all the kids. There were
really
some schools that didn't play at all. The schools that did play only played a limited schedule. And, you know, the kids are never going to get that year back. You know, in the college game, they say, oh, we'll give the kids another year of eligibility. It doesn't work that way in the high school. So lots of kids lost games and seasons, so you feel badly for them.
Barber's first shot is good. I had a lot of people ask me if we could do that somehow, bring the seniors back. You wouldn't want Gavin for another year?
Well, I think NISFA would have something to say
I think so, too. I said, that's a great idea, but it won't work at this level. Shea hits the second. He's got 19. And Unitigo leads 47-26. Delhi, a little step through. Schnabel got blocked, and we'll have a foul on Unitigo with 5 minutes left. If you're wondering about the girls' game earlier, Unitigo winning their first MAC championship in girls' history, 55-50. Girls' basketball, I should say. They've been very successful, of course, soccer and track and field and several other sports, but basketball, their first MAC championship. Schnabel's first shot at the line is no good. And the second one coming. Nealis back in now for DA and Haight to the bench. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
You have to give these Delhi kids credit. You know, they haven't really had the best offensive night, but they're still playing as hard as they did when the first ball, when we did the jump ball earlier tonight.
47-27. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Yes, a lot of credit to Delhi for fighting hard. But Unitigo getting some key contributions from several players with a nice lead at the moment. There's Kroll, his second chance. Couldn't get it to go. Tracked down his own rebound and finds Barber on the left side. Back at Miles Maureen now.
Unitigo running some clock here.
Spartans will kick it out. Xander Rantz straight away, in and out. Rebound, loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling, jump ball. Keeping it with Unitigo. Braden Johnson's going to come back in here for the Spartans. Again, Unitigo looking for their first boys championship since 2013. And I don't believe they have been back in that game since that year.
Now, earlier you asked the question if there had ever been a boys and a girls MAC champion from the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that that was not the case. We're 4 minutes and 30 seconds away from that being the case.
Yeah, this would, according to our league records that we have here, this would be the first time. So a lot of history at stake here for Unitigo tonight. If their boys can finish it off here. Sure looks like they can. Kroll wants another one in the right corner. That one's off the mark. Johnson with the rebound cleans it up and deposits it in the basket.
Yeah, nice rebound and put back there with the left hand.
Johnson with 5 points, but he's done so many other things well tonight. He's really controlled the inside. Delhi has good size, but Unitigo's been able to neutralize it a little bit. DA trying to force it to the interior for Angelo Kristen. knocked away. Barber with a steal. Ahead, but Delhi will steal it back with Owen Haight. Initially deflected there by Angelo. Back down the floor for Finch. And now to Haight as they will set it up with 3:35 to go. Inside for Nealis. Pull-up jumper, no good. Haight, second chance. That's off the mark. Threw his body into that one, but it wouldn't go. And Barber now will walk it up the floor, and the pressure has backed off here from D.A. Schnabel got a quick break. He's going to go back in. Miles Maureen up near midcourt. Little bump and a steal by Zach Finch, and then a foul on Barber at midcourt with 3:13 to go here in the fourth. That's the fourth on Barber. But with a 49-27 lead, Unitigo in control right now. Even this crowd seems a little subdued with the score being like it is.
Yeah, there have been some people that have started to the exit.
Delhi with the basketball. Finch for Luke Schnabel here. Yeah, you got to beat the traffic out of the big UV game here. So
I've never understood that. You go to a game, like even like professional games,
yeah,
or high school games. You go to the game, you stay to the end.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the score is.
3:08 to go here in the fourth. Delhi will look to get it in. They try to feed one up for Owen Haight. He missed it, but he is fouled. And he will go to the line, especially what you pay to go to a pro game
yeah.
now. I'm staying there until they kick me out of there.
Exactly.
Well, I can guarantee I'll probably be the last one sitting in this gym tonight after I get packed up. I like let the traffic go. I'll hang out.
Yep.
Haight gets the first one to go. He has five. Second one coming. Both of these teams will be playing in the upcoming Section 4 Class C tournament. Unitigo has earned a 3-seed, Delhi a 5-seed, as Haight now has 6 points. Time not going to be taken by Unitigo, so we'll step away with 3:07 to go in the fourth. It's 49-29 here on WCDO as Unitigo has the lead. Stay tuned.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back with 3:07 to go here in the fourth. I was just reminded we were talking about leaving games early. I texted my boss. I want to make sure I get this right. I'll talk about it at the next break. Jay Barber down the floor tries to dunk. Kind of missed it, but it still went in. And he's got 21. He got up there, it kind of bounced out of the rim, but it fell back in to make it 51-29. They ran that to try to leak him out there. Delhi with the basketball. Schnabel takes it to the interior for Haight. Turnaround jumper for Owen is up and good. He has 8 points. That's 51-31. Shea down the left side. Will look to pull it out. Goes to Rance on the right side. 2.5 to go. Unitigo leading 51-31. Looking for the MAC championship here tonight on the neutral floor at UV. They find Kroll down low, and yeah, Unitigo wants to work some clock here. And they'll pull it out, and they go to Barber. Tries to zip it across. Stolen here by DA. They try to go down the floor to Luke Schnabel. Maureen took it away in the backcourt. Miles finds Shea on the left side. He's not going to pull the trigger. Wants to pull it out with 2 minutes to go. Miles, far side for Rance. And it looks to just be a matter of time here, Coach. Miles steps in for a three. It's off the mark to the left. Rebound for Haight. Long pass ahead. Luke Schnabel wants to take it to the rim and hits that one. 16 for Schnabel. Minute 35 to go here in the fourth. Kroll across midcourt. Goes to Braden Johnson. Maybe my comment earlier about Mac Boys Mac Championships got to be in double-digit games. It came true here. Kroll to the interior. Tapped away. Ahead now for Owen Haight. In transition, the floater is good for Owen Haight. He has 10.
Delhi's wondering where these baskets were earlier.
It has not been their night here tonight on the road. Reach in foul on Finch. I'm going to save my story for the postgame show. Do not let me forget it. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
On the leaving games early.
Okay.
I don't want to mess up the Unitigo celebration here with 106 to go. And so Shea Barber to the line. He's got 21 points. That's a game high here for the Spartans. And they're going to bring some guys in off the bench. In the last minute of the game, as Shea gets the first one to go, he has 22. The pride of Wells Bridge, as we called them the other night, in their semifinal win over BG. Starters head to the bench, except for Shea, who will be coming out after the foul shot here with 106 to go. It looks like a clean sweep here tonight for the Spartans. Shea settles in at the line. His second shot is good. 23 for Shea Barber. And he heads to the bench. Logan Utter comes in. For the last minute of the ball game. Bulldogs down the floor. They'll go to Finch. Straight away for three off the back of the rim. Spartans ahead. Stripped by Luke Schnabel. And ahead now for Haight, but we'll have a whistle before that. 54 seconds to go here. And you wonder what kind of momentum this gives Unitigo going into the sectional tournament. And if you're Delhi, is it a motivating thing? Is it a defeating thing? Always interesting to see how these league championships propel teams into the playoff tournament.
Yeah, and you do have a little bit of time because the first round's not till Wednesday.
You will get some time to rest up, heal up, get your mind right again. Now a steal by Haight. Give credit to Delhi. They're taking it all the way to the end. Schnabel can't get the layup to go, but he is fouled, and will head to the line with 44 seconds left. In a 53-35 game, Unitigo and Delhi. Unitigo on top. So a tough night here for the Bulldogs. The girls losing earlier, 55-50. Schnabel's first shot at the line is good. He's got 17. Second one coming here for Schnabel. And he settles in, hits it. Schnabel, 18. 53-37. Spartans in the backcourt. They zip it down. Looking for James Wright. He takes it in and he's fouled. James Wright taking it to the tin. And he'll head to the line. 55-37, that brings the Unitigo faithful to their feet.
Nice hard drive to the basket there.
Wouldn't be denied. So an early first quarter run by Unitigo puts this game away. Schnabel's going to foul out, so Luke Sanford comes back in. And Unitigo will sweep the MAC. As the boys have a 55-37 lead here in the fourth quarter. And the foul shot is no good here for James Wright. And Delhi back down the floor for perhaps the last time tonight. Finch inside, finding Sanford. He'll lay it in. Sanford's first 2 points make it 55-39. 20 seconds to go in the fourth. And a foul here on Finch. As Logan Utter was fouled and will head to the line. Unitigo brings a lot to the table here for the sectional tournament. Good shooting, good guards. A strong three seed to represent the MAC.
Yeah, I'd like to see how they would fare against a team that really had like a dominant inside post player. I think they would fare fairly well, but like I thought Delhi's size tonight might give him a little problem, but it wasn't an issue.
Second shot for Utter is good. And back down the floor here for Delhi. Finch heading inside, cannot get that shot to go. Comes up a little slow here. Back down the floor for Unitigo. That's going to do it. 56-39. Unitigo boys have won the MAC for the first time since 2013. And the boys and the girls bring home the MAC championship. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitigo defeats Delhi 56-39 to win the MAC Boys Basketball Championship. First league title for the UCS boys since 2013. And let's get you some full stats here. First for Unitigo. Game high 23 for Shea Barber here tonight. 11 for Miles Maureen, 10 for Devin Kroll, 5 for Braden Johnson, 4 for Xander Rance, 2 for James Wright, 1 for Logan Utter. On the other side for DA, 18 for Luke Schnabel, 10 for Owen Haight, and after that it was 4 for Angelo Kristen, 2 apiece for Ryan Wilson, Kenny Rasmussen, and Luke Sanford. Rocco Schnabel finishes with 1, and again our final score, 56-39. Time for some awards, Coach?
Yes.
Let's do the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, we have decided on Shea Barber. With that 23 points, he just finds ways to get it done.
Yeah, I don't think he had a tremendous night shooting the ball from the perimeter, but He really did a good job getting to the basket and finding a way to get the ball in the basket tonight. He is definitely a presence on the offensive end of the floor. You have to guard him on the perimeter because he's capable of making threes, and you have to guard him going to the basket. He's got a post-up game. Very well-rounded player on the offensive end of the floor.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to go with Luke Schnabel tonight, 18 points from Delhi, but he always gets after it. He's very active on the floor, sneaky, and I thought between Luke Schnabel and Owen Haight, those guys really put out a lot of hustle tonight for DA.
Yeah, he played hard. It was nice to see him come back after that early collision there.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bit of a bloody nose. He does play hard. He made a couple outside shots for Delhi tonight, got to the basket, played really good defense, I thought, worked hard all night. Good player.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season, is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We're going to go with Miles Maureen tonight from Unitigo, 11 points. Miles, great effort, does a lot of the little things, great passes, gritty player.
Yeah, I thought he was key early in the game. He got into the lane. I think he might have scored either the first 4 or 6 points.
Yes.
And then he did a really nice job of controlling the offense for Unitigo, made some nice passes, got into the lane a couple times and found a teammate for an and-one layup. So he does a nice job. And like you said, he's sneaky quick. I remember we played them last year, and he was a handful on the defensive end of the floor, and you can't let him get into the lane because he likes to get in there, and he likes to go up and down, so this was his kind of game tonight.
This Unitigo group, Shea and Miles, they came up several years ago as young players, got through the growing pains, and it has paid off here tonight with a MAC championship. The girls win earlier for Unitigo, the first in program history. The boys, the first since 2013. And according to league records, this is the first time that a school has swept the boys and the girls. So that's pretty cool history here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, great job. I want to give a special shout-out to Coach Woods. As you mentioned earlier, he helped me when I won the league championship in the Tri-Valley with GMU. He was my JV coach, and super proud, and want to wish him congratulations and good luck to his team in sectionals. Also, good luck to Delhi. I think they're a tough team. If you don't match their intensity, it's going to be a long night. So I wouldn't want to see them in sectionals if I was a Class C school.
Yeah, we will see what happens next week. And as we wrap it up here, my quick story is, we were talking earlier about some of the fans were heading for the exits. This always sticks out. I thought you would enjoy this sports story. My boss, Craig Stevens, was at the Bill Buckner game way back in, 86?
Yep.
And he said everyone was leaving. And I wouldn't consider my boss the biggest sports fan in the world, but he said, I'm not leaving. And he stayed, and he got to see it. I thought that was cool.
Okay, now, is he a Red Sox or a Mets fan?
He's a Mets fan.
Okay, because I had a friend from high school that was at that game,
mm-hmm.
and him and his father were diehard Red Sox fans, and they were from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad, my friend's dad said, let's get out of here, because if the Red Sox win, it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
And they found out the Red Sox lost as they were on the highway headed home. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The one thing, I've brought it up to my boss several times, and he goes, I don't think I've ever been somewhere where the building shook like that. And I thought that was a cool way to describe it. But I always think about that, and I will never leave a game early, no matter what the score is.
Yep.
So a great night here. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in Sydney on Main Street in our studios. And Coach Bruce, have a good night. I love Coach Bruce here cleaning things up.
Yep.
He doesn't have to do that, but he makes sure he goes out of his way to do it. Love to see that. Unitigo down here to our left taking a lot of pictures. A great night to be from Unadilla, Wells Bridge, or Otigo, that's for sure. And Coach, big thank you for doing this with me again.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I've said it many times. You do a great job for local high school sports, and I just have a great time coming on with you. It's fun.
Thank you.
I like to share my knowledge that I've picked up over the years as a player and coach, and it's just a lot of fun, so thanks for the invite.
Sure, and good luck to the GMU boys this week in sectionals.
Thank you very much.
We'll be following along. So that's going to do it. Unitigo boys and girls win the MAC championships here tonight at UV. Again, thank you to UV for hosting this event. They did a spectacular job. So check back to WCDOsports.com for our schedule for next week. We'll get these games into the game audio archive as quick as we can, and we'll see you soon here on WCDO Sports. Have a great night.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.